Today I want to tell you all a story of a story. And it's very special connection to the Nyonim of Mashiach. And it's actually a very timely matter. Right now we are in the Sheva Brachis of the Rebbe. And the Rebbe told over that after he got married, during the week of Sheva Brachis, it's very difficult to learn because your mind just got married. So the Friedrich Rebbe came over to him before the Chasana and gave him a Sefer. And he told him to, during Sheva Brachis, to read this Sefer. And it seems that the Rebbe Rashab did the same thing to the Friedrich Rebbe. What was this Sefer? It was a Sefer called Sipurim Noiroim, Moiredika Stories. It was written by a chassid. His name was Rabbi Yaakov Kadaner. That's what his name was. And I think they pronounced it Koidaner, but that's the spelling. And he recorded stories that he heard from reliable sources about the Baal Shem Tev, the Magid, the Alter Rebbe, some Talmidei HaMagid. And these stories are like beyond. You start reading these stories like you're here, like goes up, like wow, stories from a different world. And he has an introduction. And he basically is writing to those that are going to open up this book, the Sefer, and they're going to say, okay, Baba Mises, is it really true? Like, how can these tzaddikim do these things? So in order to address this question, he says, I want to tell you a story. He's going to answer all the problems of the story with a story. He says, there was once a Yid, and he was traveling from Liadi, where his home was, and he was going to the big fair. I think the fair was in Minsk. And he was going to buy linen in the fair. He's going to bring it back to Liadi, sell it for a profit, and make some money. Now, those days, you didn't want to travel with all your money. But in order to have people should trust you. So if you had a big gvir in your city, he would write you a note that you are a trusted person, that he basically takes achrayis. And this paper was worth, you know, and you showed it to the soichrim in the fair, and they recognized the signature, and they recognized the person. So they would give you this stuff on credit. You would be able to buy the different materials on credit, and then sell it in your city, give him the money. And that's the way the business went. So our dear friend, Rabbi Yankel, the soicher from Liadi, starts traveling. Unfortunately, he gets lost. And he ends up in the middle of the forest, in the woods somewhere. And Zahibzichon Reginin, it's raining, and it's snowing, and he's freezing, you know. And he doesn't know what's going to be. It's going to be wild animals around. Who knows what's going to happen to him? He's farloren, farblonjit. And now he could get sick. He needs a bissel environment, a little steam. He should be able to get, you know, warm. And in the distance, he sees a light. So he goes to the light. And there's like four houses in a little patch in the middle of the woods. He's so excited. People, they're going to help him out, be able to go in, maybe eat something, maybe warm up by the fire. He'll be able to be involved. As he gets closer, an old man is standing there and would be the equivalent of today, someone coming out with a pistol. Like, who are you? What are you doing here? But the guy didn't have a pistol then, but whatever. Like, he was all nervous. Who are you? He says, I'm Yankel. Now, it was quite evident that this guy never had left the woods. He was born there. His Zayda was born there. Elder Zayda. You know, his kids are in the woods with him, the same five houses. This person has never ventured out of his Dalad Amis. So seeing another person coming from nowhere, who knows, maybe this person's a Shindalid, maybe he's a magician. So he tells him, what's your name? My name is Yankel. Where are you from? I'm coming from Liadi. What's Liadi? Never heard of such a thing. What is a Liadi? He says, is that a person? What's a Liadi? He says, no, it's a city. What's a city? City is a place where they have, let's say, 100, 300 people living together, and that place is called a city. Never heard of such a thing. Okay, he's still suspicious, because it can't be that there are so many houses, there's so many people out there. As far as he knows, there's only 10 people. But he's ready to accept it. He says, where are you going? He says, oh, I'm going to Minsk. What's Minsk? Minsk's a city. He says, oh, I hopped you, you're a liar. Just 2 minutes ago you told me the city is called Liadi. And now you tell me the city is called Minsk. He says, no. There's two cities. One is Liadi and one is Minsk. Now this guy is starting to think, wow, this guy is for sure a liar. Two cities that he never heard of in his life, that there's hundreds of people. He's really doubting him now. Divinely, he's begging, can we please talk about this inside? I'm freezing. I got to get in. No, you're not coming into my house. What are you doing in Minsk? He says, I'm going to do business. What's business? He says, oh, I'm going to buy schoiras. Why would you buy something? Why would that guy give it to you? He says, no. I buy it on credit, and I come back to my city, sell it for more. It's beyond the hasagas of this person. He's really thinking, this is very strange, very weird. Which person would give you their linen for something else? He says, what are you giving him? You know, on the farm, you give somebody potatoes for tomatoes. What are you giving him? And he pulls out this piece of paper. He says, what's this piece of paper? He says, this is a guarantee from the usher. He's trying to figure out, what does that mean? So the guy takes the paper, turns it upside down. He's trying to find the money inside the paper. He's looking, he's folding it. He says, impossible, there's no money here. There's no gold here. How could this paper be worth all the money that the guy's going to give you because of this piece of paper? He starts yelling at him, Mr. Shakrin, you're a shindalid, you're a witchcraft, get away. From the whole tumult, this guy's kids come out, the young poyers from the forest. They also have never seen somebody, and they're also like looking at him from a distance. Who is this guy? And he starts crying to them. He says, Epes, let me inside. I'll talk to you guys all from the inside. They bring him inside, and the Sipurim Neroyim tells us, they put him in a corner because they didn't want to be contagious. You know, so they put him in like the corner of the house so he could get a little bit heat. And they're Vaila, they're all like watching from the side. And he's trying to explain to them that there's a bigger world than the forest. There are cities, and there are people, and there are marketplaces, and they do business, and we travel. There's a whole world beyond this little forest. And he says he spends a whole night, they're laughing at him, as er ist der Meshugene von Stadt. This guy thinks that there's people and cities, a fantasioner, and basically they let him stay there, and the next day he goes off on his way. That's the story. So in Akdami he says, a lot of people, we live in our own little world. We can't believe that there are tzaddikim out there. We can't believe that there's a big world. Because in our little Havana Vasago, it doesn't make sense to us. Therefore, it can't be true, right? We're like those people lost in the forest that we lived in Golos for so long. Our heads are zayish klein. We have small hasogis. So when we hear a story that the Baal Shem Tev, who knows what, switched over a whole city or traveled in one day across the country, we like roll our eyes, say, can't be true. Or all the crazy stories that you hear, you start thinking, it can't be. Why can't it be? Because in our Havana Vasog, in our Klinkepel Dikekop, it's not shaykh to be. That is like living in the forest. You lived in the forest, the Tatiga left involved, the Zaydiga left involved, and therefore when you hear, when the Tzaddik shows up, Ed is the Meshugana. He's the crazy one. We're the normal ones. We've been living here forever. This guy who's coming with a piece of paper doing business, he's the crazy one. And he's basically giving a message. Whoever's going to read this book has to realize that we are Klein Kepeldick. Allow yourself to realize that there's a big world out there of Kedusha and Tahara and Koiches Nailim and Tzadikim. Wake up. But Ulei Eshloimar, that in truth that there is a fantastic and very important lesson to us, especially when it comes to Inyanim of Mashiach. And that is, a lot of the issues that people have about Mashiach, and the Rebbe says this clear in this Bamidbar Tov Shen Aleph in the by around Shavuos time, that most of the shailas about Mashiach come from the fact that we were born in Golas, we were raised in Golas, our parents, our grandparents. It's hard for us to imagine a different reality. For us, the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim is fantasy. The streets of Cincinnati, this is reality. This has been our reality. Golos is our reality. We're forgetting that we are Klein Kepeldick. And therefore, when someone tells us about Mashiach and the world that's going to be in the times of Mashiach, our natural inclination is to laugh, to scoff, to, oh, this person's imagining. At best you say, halavai, if only. But deep down, there's a natural feeling of it's not really shaykh, it's not really possible, it's not really real. And we have to break out of that klein kepeldikai, the same when it comes to amunas atzadikim. We have to realize that we are klein amenshin, and there's a big world out there. We are not the forest people, because that's who we are. We have to realize that there's a bigger world out there. When it comes to Mashiach, we have to accept that there's a bigger world besides golos. That this little shtetl and this little golos, our reality, this is not what it's about. There's a whole nis'ava kodesh baruch lilois nirbet achtoinim. There's a whole plan. There's a whole b'riyas ha'olam. There's a whole world out there that's beyond our avana v'asoga. And when we get out of our own little forest of our heads, then we can become a keli to accept the sichis and the giluyim about Mashiach. Because until then, there's a blockage. We have to get rid of that blockage by learning Gula Mashiach, and that will open us up to accept the fact that Mashiach is a true reality.